Listen, I remember a couple of years ago, Bernie said to me, you see these two ladies, it's a Diamond and Silk. And back then, I wasn't a big Trump supporter. I wasn't watching Fox News. I had no idea what he was talking about. I swear to God, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, I thought he was at, like, Rick's the night before. I swear to God.
Diamond and Silk. These two ladies are gems.
Gems. So they go into the studio for the first time, and I say to one of them, I forget if it was Diamond or Silk, I got to tell you, you ladies are brilliant. You don't really care about Donald Trump. You probably hate his guts. You're black. I'm Jewish. We don't like Donald Trump. But you're making a ton of money. And I had to apologize because, as it turns out, they were being very sincere. They actually love Donald Trump, and they've gone on to become his biggest supporters.
Well, they were on the Trump train early.
Yes.
It wasn't some Johnny-come-lately after all his accomplishments. They saw promise, and they were there early,
they
to
did.
Their credit.
No, they went the ditch and switch. I've done the same thing. I voted for Hillary, and now I'm all about Trump in 2020. So we're all ditch and switch. Here they are, our two dear friends, lovely ladies, Diamond and Silk. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you all?
We're great.
We are great.
New York,
yes,
loves you, Diamond and Silk.
Yes, we all love you.
Oh, my
welcome.
God. We love y'all more. I miss you all.
We love you all so much more, but we do not like your governor or your mayor.
I know. Listen,
I've
got to be done about that.
That's right.
We hate them, too. Trust me. We believe me. I live in New York. Bernie and I both work in New York, so we have genuine disdain for both of those gentlemen. But forgetting about them, right now, let's go to the big one, the big race coming up November 3rd, ladies. We're now less than 50 days away, than 50 days away. Tell Bernie and I and our listeners why Donald Trump is going to earn a second term.
Because he already has a track record.
Mm-hmm.
And if you compare his track record to Jim Crow Joe Biden's track record, listen, mm-hmm, President Trump's track record is phenomenal. Listen, look at Jim Crow Joe. He's been in government for 47 years.
Yes.
Nothing. Name me one thing that he's done for America.
That's right.
Name me one thing that he's done for black Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing. Now, take a look at Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Low unemployment, home ownership at an all-time high. He's given more money to HBCUs than any other president in history. He's given raises to the military more than that they've given in decades.
Mm-hmm.
HBCUs, I talked about that. Listen, the First Step Act, Opportunity Zones, giving people a second chance at life. These are the things that President Trump has did. Excuse me, name me one thing that Jim Crow Joe Biden has done.
Can't do
That's
it.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Not a damn thing. Well, Diamond and Silk on the Bernie and Sid Show. They're national best-selling authors, and their new book is called Uprising. Uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Amazon.com for their new book. They have a new show. Before I ask you my question, the new show is Diamond and Silk Crystal Clear. Where can people go to see that?
That's on Newsmax TV. We come on every Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you go to newsmaxtv.com, they'll give you a list of channels that were, you know, that you can find within your cable network.
Go ahead.
I was just going to just say, with the book, it's Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? It's the awakening of Diamond and Silk. And you can also get the book at diamondandsilkbook.com.
Mm-hmm.
I am there. Diamondandsilk.com. Forget Amazon and Jeff Bezos. Hey, listen, Diamond and Silk, here's my question. The Republican National Convention was a smash hit, a home run. It was well produced. It was fantastic. It featured many prominent black speakers, Kentucky Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, Herschel Walker, Vernon Jones, Alice Johnson. My question is, Sunny Hostin on The View said she dismissed all of them. All of them. She called them props. What is your message to Sunny Hostin?
You know what? And this is exactly why I was very happy that they used people that have benefited from President Trump's policy, because Diamond and Silk is not his only black supporters. And the reason why people like Sonny Hostin and them dismiss that is because they don't want to face the truth. See, Biden and them, they use Hollywood.
Right.
President Trump used average, regular Americans.
Yes.
And these are the people that have benefited from his policies.
That's right.
I love it.
I got to tell you, you two are very courageous, beautiful, great ladies. And I do believe, and we do believe, Bernie and I do believe, that he will fare even better this time than he did last time, President Trump, with African Americans. But I got to imagine, Diamond and Silk, I'm on Newsmax, too, every now and then. Yeah, that's a very safe place. The Bernie and Sid show is a very safe place. Sean Hannity, for you guys, a very safe place. But when you guys go out in the street and have to face other African Americans who hate Donald Trump with a passion, Mm-hmm. How ugly does it get for you ladies?
It don't get ugly for us because we tell them the truth. Yeah. I don't sugarcoat it when it comes to Black America. President Trump was in a town hall, I believe, last night with George Stephanopoulos, and a gentleman got up, and a Black gentleman wanted to know when was America going to be great for him. Let me tell Black Americans this. America is great for you because you was born in this country free. Mm-hmm. You wasn't born in this country as a slave. You was born free. When people from Venezuela and Cuba run to this country, they run because they have a place to run to.
Mm-hmm.
If we allow left-leaning liberals to destroy this country, to fund our police, create this anarchy, where are we as the American citizens going to run? There is no other place to run because you stay in the greatest country on earth. So stop saying that America ain't great for you. Where you going to go? The freedoms that you have over here.
That's man, great. That is
I wish
so...
I would have been at that town hall. Man. I would have shut that all down.
Oh, they were so such a nasty, disrespectful audience, and that little weasel George Stephanopoulos. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this question: Diamond and Silk. In addition to their new book, Uprising, and their show on Newsmax TV, they also have a podcast called Diamond and Silk, found wherever podcasts are found. Now, Kamala Harris, she visited. Yeah. She visited Jacob Blake's dad. She said she was proud mm-hmm. of Jacob Blake. She was in California yesterday during the wildfires. She has said nothing and has not visited those two sheriff deputies who were shot in L.A. in an
wow.
ambush. Has not even mm-hmm. spoken about these two guys, or these two people.
See, but you got to understand this is how the left operate, okay?
That's right.
They are down with the criminals, and the victims, they could care less about that. Is that what you want running your country? Do you really want that running your country?
Hell
where
no.
Now whatever is right is wrong, and what's wrong is now right? It doesn't make any sense. Shame on Kamala Harris. Shame on her
mm-hmm.
for her upholding a criminal but downplaying the victims that really need her at this time.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you're wondering, God, they are so entertaining and smart and funny. This is what they do, and they do it every day, and they're on Newsmax and podcasts and books, and we love them. All right, so Diamond and Silk, I don't know if you guys are sports fans. I am. I actually was reared in this business as a sports guy on WFAN here in New York, and of course I've graduated to become this brilliant political guy with Bernard here, but I'm still a big sports fan, and a lot of us sports fans, even though we're still watching sports, are very disappointed, if not angry and disgusted, with the NFL players, NBA players. What is the Diamond and Silk message right now, to LeBron James?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I can't wait to see the day that they go from making $13 million to making $13 an hour.
That's right.
I really can't cannot. You are
woo!
Taking and you promoting this organization called Black Lives Matter,
yeah.
who happens to be a propaganda organization, who really wants to dismantle and disrupt the nuclear family. So that means they don't want a Black child to have a mother and a father. You want to take and demonize and then feminize our Black men and throw them somewhere in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then you talk about you a Marxist, okay? So now what you're promoting is socialism and communism. Black people don't know nothing about that in this country because we wasn't born no slaves in this country.
That's right.
The people that's here now.
Oh,
so that
right.
doesn't make any sense. And then they pump all of this money into this organization. Where does the money go? Does it go to Black community? No. Does mm-hmm. it go to any of these Black businesses that's been burnt down in the riots? No. Does it go to the people that need police funding? No.
Do it go to Black Lives?
That's right. No. So it doesn't make any sense. Stop pumping your money into an organization that don't care about Black lives. They just care about telling Black lies.
And here's the sad thing. Those same Black men, like LeBron James, support an organization that do not support him as a Black man.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. If LeBron James, if he had any integrity, he would put up some money to find this guy that went and took and shot those police officers
That's
for
right.
no reason at
and
all.
And the sheriff right. did That's offer him, the sheriff offered him that he would give him that, you know, double up.
Challenged him.
Right, challenged yeah. him, and he's done nothing.
That's
so.
Right.
Yes, your commentary on LeBron James is gorgeous.
I got it. Your
Perfect.
Commentary on everything is just priceless. It's great. Listen, Jim Crow Joe's the best. That's the way. That's what Trump should borrow that from you. Listen, last question for me. The debates are in less than 2 weeks. I've been playing clips of Joe Biden all morning. The guy has his left shoe on his right foot and vice versa.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what state he's in. I mean, something's wrong with this guy. What do you expect out of the debates from, Jim Crow Joe?
I don't expect anything from Jim Crow Joe. Let's hope he show up for the debates. The one thing that I do know, though, we don't have to worry about Donna Brazile giving him the debate question.
Yeah.
The reason why, because he's going to forget it anyway.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. We're dealing with a moron, somebody exhibiting moronic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Not to call him names. Somebody like this here, Jim Crow Joe, can never get into the White House. He may start looking at those buttons and think it's his life call button. That's what I'm talking about. I'm falling. I can't get up.
Oh,
listen, I want everybody to get the book Uprise and Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch, The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. Get it at diamondandsilkbook.com or anywhere they sell books.
All right. Listen, ladies, you were brilliant again. We do.
Damn,
you're
good.
Thank you. And one of these days, come into the studio, because you know this pandemic is not for real. It's all nonsense. So come on in and breathe all over us. We're okay with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we don't care. Diamond and Silk, ladies and gentlemen.
We
the
love
book
you too.
Uprising
you,
and the new show on Newsmax Saturday nights. Thank you, Diamond and Silk.
And coming up next, you guys are great. We love you. Thank you. Diamond and Silk.